Morning, Booker Tov. Today's daf is Beitza Daf Yud. Beitza Daf Yud. We left off on Daf Tes Amid Beis. We're up to the two dots, roughly 10-12 lines up at the bottom of the page. We have to move again a little quickly because of our earlier davening for Slichos. Let's pick it up from where we left off. The Gemara is discussing now for the first three quarters of an Amid, or really Amid, of today's learning. The Gemara is discussing that we had in our Mishnah that Bishamei was lenient over Basil, really in three cases of Yom Tov, Basham was leaning over Basil, but particularly focused on the last case of the mission. The last case of the mission was that you're allowed to do Shechita on Yom Tov and cover the blood, cover the dam with dirt, even if that dirt, covering them with dirt, may include seemingly some sort of concern. We discussed the various concerns, Deraisa, Drabanan. We discussed why the concerns are certainly not the Raisa concerns, because the shovel, the hoe, was already in the earth before Yom Tov, and therefore the dirt was already loosened. It already was partially dug, so to speak. It was talking about soft earth, but there could have been potentially concerns, rabbinic concerns at least, muktzah, other concerns. Beis Shammai is Mekel and Beis Hillel is Machmer. We're going to bring five Mishnayos all in a row. One we read our Mishnah from yesterday, plus other Mishnahs coming up in the next couple of lot, where it seems like Beis Hillel is Mekel over Beis Shammai Beis Yontif, and the Mara is going to be bothered why over here is Beis Hillel being Mekel over Beis Shammai. Yet in the Mishnah, by the Shechita, by the Kisei Dam, Beis Shammai seems to be more Mekel over Beis Hillel. How do we reconcile these two approaches? That's the Mara. So we said in our Mishnah that you can move the ladder from dovecote to dovecote. That's what we said in our Mishnah according to Beis Shammai, you cannot. We see that it comes to Simchas Yontif. Beis Shammai is the Machmer, and Beis Hillel is the Mekel. Says whoever, we have a steer for the Mishnah of Beis. Beis Shammai says you can dig within the ground with the hoe, and you can cover the dam. Beis Hillel says you cannot shecht in the first place unless you already had earth prepared to do the kisei dam. We see very clearly in the Mishnah of Beis, Beis Shammai is the Mekel of Yontif, and Beis Hillel is the Machmer. Rabbi Yechanan, and this is going to be Rabbi Yechanan's answer to all the seers, but really Rabbi Yechanan said it once, and the question is where he said it. Rabbi Yechanan says, "Mechlefes Hashita, flip the opinions." You're right. You have to flip the opinions. Now, flip which opinions? The opinions of Beis Shammai still back on Daf Beis, and make Beis Hillel the Mekel, and Beis Shammai the Machmer with regard to Kisei Dam, or flip the opinions over here in our case on our most recent Mishnah about moving the ladder by the Shevich, by the Dovecote. So it's a Mechlefes Hashanim. Taisus. Rashi, let's start Rashi, because Rashi seems to learn, it means over here, Mechlefes the sheet over here, the Gabi the Dovecote, that make Beis Shammai the Mekel and Beis Hillel the Machmer, and make it mimic, be parallel to what we had back on the base, that Beis Shammai was the Mekel, the Gabi Yontif, and Beis Hillel was the Machmer. That's Rashi. However, Tosfos and many of the other Mefarshim, the Balmar, the Rashba, they all learn, no, the Mechlefes the Shita of Rechon is going back on our Mishnah on Daf Beis, our original Mishnah on Daf Beis, that flip the Shitas, make Beis Hillel the Mekel, and Beis Shammai the Machmer, which is interesting for two reasons. First of all, that's going to be the Shita of these other Rishonim throughout the whole Gemara. The Gemara is going to be four other Mishnayos, where Beis Hillel seems to be the Mekel, and Beis Shammai is the Machmer, and we're going to apply Rabbi Yechanan's idea of Mechlefes Hashita. We're going to shtug up, we're going to try to deflect each one, but we're going to apply this idea of Mechlefes Hashita, flip the opinions of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And in all of them, Rashi seems to be taking the approach that we're saying flip the Hashita of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in the most recent Mishnah, in the most recent one, not the Mishnah Daf Beis, whereas Tosfos and others trying to learn we're coming to flip the Hashitas in the Mishnah Daf Beis. Now, the big difference we spoke out, in the Mishnah Daf Beis, there are really three cases. In the Mishnah Daf Beis, there are two cases before that, where clearly Beis Shammai is the Mekel and Beis Hillel is the Machmer. And over there seems to be no indication that we're flipping those. We're only flipping case number three. So that would be a little bit of a feather, so to speak, in the head of Rashi, that the Mishnah was listing, at least on that phase, two other cases where Beis Hillel is the Machmer, Beis Shammai is the Mekel. It would make sense of Mechlefes Hashita, we're being Machlef, the most recent Mishnah over here by us, and not the third case of the first Mishnah. That would be a little bit of a svara for Rashi. However, we did point out that according to Tosfos, it's very geshmak, according to Tosfos, the Baal Ma'ar, these other Mishnah that say we switch the third case in the Mishnah Daf Beis, it's very geshmak. The setup of Daf Beis, the Gemara, the Achrenim were bothered. When the Rishonim, the Achrenim asked Daf Beis, why did the Mishnah on Daf Beis bring a case of a Beit Sashal to be Yantif? It's a general Yantif discussion, where Beis Shammai's Mekel says that you can eat it, Beis Hillel's Machmer. We then went to the Machlekes by Sa'ar and Chametz on Pesach. Do they have a different shear? It's Sa'ar B'Kazayis and Chametz B'Kazavis, a larger shear for Chametz, that's Beis Shammai. He's more lenient by the shear by Rabbi Vatzah for Chametz. Whereas Beis Hillel says, no, both, he's more machmir, says both the shears kazayas. That's a chumrah specifically the Gabi Pesach, not the Gabi Yantiv in general. We then went back to a case of Yantiv in general, about Shechti on Yantiv and doing Kisei Adam. So why do we have a first case and a third case, Machlekes B'Shamayim Beis Hillel on Yantiv in general, and a middle case of a Machlekes specifically Gabi Pesach? It would be normal to have the first two cases, Yantiv in general, Machlekes, and make the third case a Machlekes Legabi Pesach. The fact that it comes in is because, again, it's Mekulei Beishamai, I should say, and it's Bechumer Beisil. That's why the case of Pesach comes in over here, even though it's not Pesach, it's related to Yom Tov, it's a Kulei Beishamai. Fine, we understand why it comes in. I was tasteless in the beginning of the Masechta, but the order, that we're not bothered by the order, according to one of the answers given, we spoke it out on Daf Beis, is that because our Gemara over here is saying on Daf Tes, I'm going to have a bunch of times again, on Daf Yud, Mechlefes Hashita, because we're saying we flip the Shitas, so that would be the reason why the case of Shechit was kept separately, because in that case, Beis Hillel is the Mekel and Beis Shammai is the Machmer. That fits great according to Taisus Beos, who's learning that Mechlefes Hashita is going back on the third case in the Mishnah on Daf Beis, going back on the case of Kisei Adam, that would be Mechlefes Hashita. If you go to the Rashi learning, the Mechlefes Hashita is going on the most recent Mishnah of the Dov Code, then you don't have that answer from Daf Beis. So we have Rias or Svaras to Lakan or Lakan, which one we should Mechlef, Daf Beis, or the most recent Mishnah, Daf Yud, on Daf Tes, I should say. So it's Mechlefes Rashi and Taisus. Okay. Mechlefes Hashita, that's Rebekah's answer. The Gemara deflects and says, no, who told you Mechlefes Hashita? Maybe these two Mechlekes are not related to each other. Meaning, I can hold the Kula by Kisei Adam and the Chumrah by Dovkot, which is Beis Shammai Shita, or vice versa, and there's no indication that there's any inconsistency in the Shita. The Gemara explains why. Mimai. Dilma, and this Svara we're going to say in Beis Shammai is the same Svara we're going to say in all five Rayas that we bring. We're going to use the Svara to deflect the Raya. Basically, the answers vary, but in Beis Shammai, the deflection is going to be the same in all cases. Mamai. Dilma, come to Beis Shammai, also Beis Shammai only said in the Mishnah of Beis, that's Mutta to dig into the earth. Ella, like we said in Mara just in the Daf 2 days ago. Because we're talking about we have a Dekanites, which Dekanites means that you already have the hoe jammed into the ground while it's still daytime, and since you have the hoe jammed into the ground while it's still daytime, so it already was considered Mukhan. Whatever we spoke of before, why technically it could take care of all the issues. It takes care of the issue of Muktzah because it's already prepared. It takes care of the issue of digging because it's already dug. It takes care of the issue of Bain we spoke on was not an issue because it was talking about soft earth and it's not permanent, so it's only Darbanan. Plus, you're not really planning to make the hole, you just want the earth, and therefore it's Mach Shesich Gufa. But all the issues, and even Kasisha, even the crushing, the grinding, Teichen, was taken care of because, again, it was soft earth, it didn't need to be ground. Okay, so only over there, Beis Shammai is lenient because all the issues taken care of. But when there's no hoe inserted in the ground before Yom Tov, meaning in the case by the chicken coop, moving the dove coat, moving the ladder from place to place, maybe Beis Shammai would agree over there that there would be an issue, at least midrash banan, of an issue of Maris Ayin, looks like he's coming to fix his roof or the like. And therefore, it's not a stira to say Beis Shammai is making on the face and machmer on the test. And furthermore, Ad kavinami ad kavinami beisil hacha. I could say beisil over here was only lenient el d'sheiv chemichichla because the guy's carrying a ladder and he's carrying a ladder to the dovecote. It's so clear that he's carrying the ladder for dovecote purposes and not for fixing his roof purposes, and therefore there's no problem in Maris Ayin. Aval Hasam over there in Daf Beis, where you don't have this that same testimony, so to speak. You have some issue that the guy may be digging either a drabbanan or because of muktzah. You have these other very potential issues, so maybe over there. It makes sense that over here, Beis Hillel is going to be Machmir, even though, I'm sorry, Beis Hillel's Mekel over here, and Machmir by the case of Kisei Adam, and therefore the Mara says, you don't have to flip the Shitas. They both have Svaras to be Mekel or Machmir in the various cases, and maybe the Shitas are not inconsistent. Yes, Beis Shammai's Mekel and Daf Beis, Beis Hillel's Mekel over here by us, by the Dovkot, but it's not a Stira in their opinions. So the Mara says, Ali Kasha Kasha. If you have this Kasha, it had to come onto an answer of Rebbeinu, that Mechlefes Hashita flipped the opinions of Beis Shammai's Hillel, it must be the Kashas from the next Mishnah. And we're really going to go in order now. It's going to be a nice little prelude to the next couple of Mishnahs that we're going to be learning over the next couple of Daf Yud and Daf Yud Aleph. Eli Kasha Kasha from the following Mishnah. We're going to have this later today. You cannot take any of the birds from the dove court unless you shook it by Yom. You picked it up and you handled it by Yom. That only then could you take it on Yom Tov. We'll see why in the next Gemara there's a concern that maybe you're going to end up handling birds on Yom Tov for no reason. You stand near the dove court and before Yom Tov you say, I'm going to take from this and this. He says, I'm going to take, let me say more clearly, I'm going to take this and this. He taka designate specific birds he's going to take, specific doves, but the point is he doesn't have to actually pick them up and handle them, he can just designate them verbally. Alma, we see what comes out of this, is again, the Beis Shammai is being machmer, he's saying that you have to be more careful with the touching it for no reason, muksa tirchi seira, whatever it may be, the gabi simchus yantiv, and beisil is more lenient. So lechayr it's a seira of the mishnah that pays for many legabi the kisir dam hashem chayv beyantiv only shechtz chayv beyantiv. We said that bisham says it's mutter to do kisir dam, and beisil says you can only shecht if you had prepared earth from before yantiv. We see beisil is the machmer over there legabi simchus yantiv. Rabbi Yechim mechafas shita again the same deflection. Rabbi Yechim says no, flip the opinions. The deflection is it's not really a deflection. It's almost like an enachami. You have to switch the opinions. You have to say according to Rashi that the opinions over here and the Mishnah on Daf Yud are wrong. Beis Hillel is the one that says you have to handle before Yom Tov, and Mishamah says a verbal declaration is enough, whereas Tosfos learns, no, it's back on by Kisei Adam. Beis Hillel is the one that allows the Kisei Adam, no problem, and it's Mishamah that's more Machmer. That's how Tosfos is going to learn Rabbi Yechon's answer. And the Mormon makes the same deflection again. Again, the same, there's going to be the same deflection constantly Mishamah. Mishamah was lenient back on the Beis, I'll tell you, Dafka, because you had the hoe was already jammed into the ground before Yom Tov, so already was Mukhar, already was appeared, already was prepared, and therefore he's making over there. However, top of your mouth, Aval, Hechad like a deck of nights, Loi, well, you don't have a deck of nights, but you didn't have the hole in the ground before Yantiv, maybe Beis Shammai is Machmer, and that's why he's being Machmer on Daf Yud. Inami, or he goes the other way. Atka the government, Beis Hachab, Beis Hachab, he was lenient, Elakiv de Mukzi, since it's Mukzi, Vaimir, Vaimir, Zevazani, Natal, Sagi. The whole issue of his issue of Mukzi by the birds. So you may touch the wrong bird, that's Mukzi. So when you designate specific birds, so you took care of the issue of Mukzi by designating, you don't have to go pick it up, you took care of any issues of Mukzi by designating them. Avahasam Leib, but over there, by the Kisadam, maybe the Machmer, at least Midrabanan, maybe the word about a rabbinic digging or a Mukzi issue, and maybe over there the Machmer, and therefore just because Beisham is Makel and Beisil is Machmer in the earlier Mishnah, doesn't mean that over here Beis Hillel can't be the Mekel and Beis Shammai the Machmer. The Machlokes aren't related. Yes, they're both talking about Dinam Yantiv, but they're not related to each other, and therefore one is not going to compel the Machlokes to be the same in the other. You don't need Machlokes Hashita. They could actually have kind of opposite approaches. Who's Machmer? Who's Mekel in the two places? And it's not actually a Kasha in the first place. Eli Kasha. Kasha. Gemara says you're right. I'm being a question. If there's the Kasha will be from the following Mishnah. Before we go further, actually, just a key point. We keep mentioning over here about Simchas Yantiv. We keep referring to these birds that the Gemara is saying that over here Beis Hillel is being Mekel. Whether it's taking the ladder to the dovecote or whether it's picking up the birds before Yantiv or not, Beis Hillel's Mekel legabe Simchas Yantiv and Misham is Machmer in both of these Mishnayos, yesterday's and today's so far. Yet we were bothered back on the Beis that Beis Shammai was the Mekel and Beis Hillel was the Machmer. Fine. But we're referring to the going to the dovecote to take out the birds as Simchas Yantiv. And it's a very key point. We discussed earlier in the Masechta already that the Ikar Simchas Yantiv is, of course, Shalmei Simcha. Ikar Simchas Yantiv is eating karban, eating meat from a Shalmei Simcha, eating meat from a karban that was shechted on Yantiv. That's the Ikar. The ikur of Simchas Yom Tov. We even discussed that the mitzvah of Simchas, of eating meat, of basar, of Shalmei Simcha, is really negeya for seven, it's really negeya parts of 8 days. It's only negeya starting from the first day of Yom Tov, not the first night. Because the first night, you don't have any shlam that was shechted on Yom Tov yet. You only have shlam theoretically shechted before Yom Tov, but you don't have a shlam shechted on Yom Tov yet. So it'll only be negeya from the first day, and all the way only began from the first day. Oh, we had this. Sorry, this really actually the Chazar from the Sukkah. Only from the first day, all the way to the Shmini Atzeres, till the end of Yom Tov, till the night of Shmini Atzeres, where you still have Shalom left over from Shalom Yishchta on the 7 day of Sukkot. It will give you seven full days, but starting from the day of day one through the night of day eight, a person has opportunity of Shalmei Simcha. But L'chayra, B'zman HaZeh, we don't have Shalmei Simcha. We discuss how a person gets the mitzvah of Simcha. Basar and Yayin take the place. You need that Basar alone may not be enough. You need Basar and Yayin. But Basar and Yayin take the place of the Shalmei Simcha. We spoke of in the Shrine. And then, whatever is the best available opportunity for Simcha, one could use. So B'zman HaMikdash is Shalmei Simcha. And when it's not B'zman HaMikdash, it could be Basar and Yayin. It's very clear in our Gemara that included in Basar is at least birds. But birds are included in Basar because our birds, our Gemara keeps referring to Al Simchas Yamtiv, whether or not Beis Shammai is the Mekel, Beis Hillel is the Machmer, and what do we call Simchas Yantiv? These taking of the birds. L'chayr, it's a clear right. The chicken would also be considered sufficient for Simchas Yantiv. I think the Mefarshim, I thought, not my raya, the Mefarshim who hold that Eifes are enough, they use this Gemara as a raya to their Shita. Okay. Says the Gemara, Eli Kasha, Kasha. If you have a question in the opinions of Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel not being consistent, we're going to go now, we're going to travel a little further through our Masechta. We're going to bring a raya for the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph and Beis. Beis Shammai, Imrim, Imazakanas, Trisim, Yamtiv, you cannot remove the window shutters. This is talking about the vendors who sell items in the market. So they used to have these little booths and they have window shutter, and they'd slide out the window shutter and that would be like a tray to display their wares, and then they would close it up when they're finished. So Beis Shammai says you can't even open up the window shutters on Yom Tov, whereas Beis Hillel, because of the problem of Binyan and Sira, you're building out the trays. Beis Hillel Matir and Afax Beis Hillel says not only could you open it up and open the tray in order to afford people to buy merchandise that they need for Yom Tov, for the Yom Tov needs, so you're allowing them to buy things they need for Yom Tov. Beis Hillel says even with the Lachser, you're allowed to even close up You let it. You take the tray and close back up the window shutter, which again should be potentially an issue of binyan and stira, and he's okay with it. Why? Or at least over here, closing it up is not mamish needed for yomtiv. We understand why opening is needed in order to give for people to get things they need for yomtiv, but closing up is not needed. But you allow him. Why? Because if you, the Beisel's far is, if you don't allow the guy to close up his shop, he won't open in the first place, and you're right, he won't take care of the people's needs. Now, Bechlal, side point, why is purchasing items on Yom Tov all of a sudden not a problem? We know Mechamem, because of course, Asra Shabbos Yom Tov, because it may come to case, if a person may end up writing, you know, do business deals, transactions. Yom Tov, the answer is, over here, we're talking about we're buying things that you need for Yom Tov, Aleph, and Beis, it's not just things you need for Yom Tov, we're talking about where you buy on credit, and there's a trust. You're buying credit till today, you have people that whether either they're in hotels for Yom Tov, or Shabbos, or restaurants, or camps, and they buy things, and they use tickets that they purchased before Yom Tov, or so they're not transacting money on Shabbos Yom Tov, that's even better, or they're talking about there's a ledger and they're going to end up paying it back after Yom Tov. Either via trust or there's a guy keeping track. But the point is, you're not doing the transaction, the monetary transaction on Shabbos Yom Tov. The monetary transaction takes place later, but you are actually getting the product on Shabbos Yom Tov because it's needed for Shabbos Yom Tov, and you're not doing the monetary transaction, therefore it's fine to do on Yom Tov. Okay, but Beis Shammai has a separate issue of Binyan and Sira, whereas Beis Hillel is not Machmer. Alma Gabi Simchas Yom Tov, Beis Shammai L'chomer, Beis Hillel L'kula. Beis Shammai again is the Machmer, and Beis Hillel is the Mekel. That's really the norm throughout Shas, but the problem is, again, this is a third Mishnah, again, that we're saying that Beis Shammai is the Machmer, Beis Hillel is the Mekel, but for a minute, you have a steer to the Mishnah of Beis, where Hashem Chayav Aif by Yom Tov, Beis Shammai is the one who allows for not doing the Kisadam and Shechting, and Beis Hillel says you cannot Shecht unless the earth is prepared. Beis Hillel is the Machmer, back in the face, the Chertz Astira answers the Gemara, the same Svar for Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai, Kasha, Hasab Dekka Dekkanites, Hachad Lekka Dekkanites. Over there, it was prepared before Yom Tov, you had the Dekkanites, oh, you don't have the hoe inserted in the ground. El Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel, Kasha, Bechor, Beis Hillel is a Kasha. Because of the steer and Beis Hillel, you have to flip the opinions. Again, Rashi will flip the opinion over here by the tris, by the trays, and Tais will flip the earlier opinion on Daf Beis, says the Gemara. Ad kan lekam Beis Hillel, el mishim de ain binyan bekelim, vein steer bekelim. Aval hasam, but over there, Aval hasam, lay. So there's actually a shayin legirsa over here. First of all, we have the girsa, and then we're deflects this last raya as well. I think I skipped. Did I skip? I apologize, I skipped. I skipped two Gemaras, I'm sorry. I skipped two Rayas. I know we were short on Rayas. Go back to 15 lines. I apologize. Eli Kasha, Hakasha, here's the Gemara's Kasha. Beis Shammai, first the Mishnah, I jumped to Yad Alpha Beis, there's two Mishnahis and Yad Alpha Malv. Eli Kasha, Kasha, Enos Ali cuts of Love Busser. You don't take the pestle, that's the big bean that was used to crush the grains on Yom Tov. The big bean that used to crush your grains throughout the year, you can't take it on Yom Tov to cut the meat. That's going to Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel Matir, Beis Hillel Matir. Amar Gabi Simchas Yom Tov, Beis Shammai L'chomer, Beis Hillel Kula. Vermini of Estir, our Mishnah, Sheikhet, Chayav Eif, Beis Shammai. Amar Beichon, Mechafas Hashita. Again, flip the Shita, same answer. The Mar deflects it. Remai, Dimalahi, Azkan Gabi Shammai Hassam, El Hechdeka Dekanoit, Avechdeka Dekanoit, Loi. When you have the hoe prepared, that's when it's okay, according to Beis Shammai. When the hoe's not prepared, that's when it's not okay. Inami, Atkan Lekami Beis Hillel Hacha, El Dekat Teres Kli Alav. So over here, Gemba Beis Hillel, the new Svara, that there's a Teres Kli. There's a shame Kli on this beam. Av Hassam, where there's no shame Kli, by the Kisei Adam, that's why Beis Hillel is Machmer, and therefore don't tell me that you have to flip the Shitas. Beis Shammai is Mekel by the Kisei Adam, Beis Hillel is Mekel by the beam, but for they each have their own reasons, and therefore you don't have to flip the Shitas. That was Kasha number 3. Kasha number 4 is Eli Kasha HaKashali. If you want to say that the steer of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, the Kasha is from the Bryce of the Mishnah again, on Yalaf of Nalaf, Beis Shammai Amrim, Enes and Sa'al Fanadurst, you can't put the hide on the used to when you shecht an animal, so you want to use the hide for leather, for material, and if you don't take care, attention to it, it could spoil. So Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to put it in front of those that trample, those that walk the streets that are going to trample on it, which is what you want to do. You can't do it on Yom Tov. Like Benu Elam Kain Yesh Basak Zayis, and you can't even pick it up because the hide on Yom Tov is really mutza unless there's a Basak Zayis, a piece of meat that's Basak Zayis. Agav the meat, it will be able to be touched. Otherwise, you can't handle the hide. Beis Matir, Beis Matir. What's the svara? Amagav Beis Simchas Yom Tov, Beis Shammai Chomer, Beis Lekula. Sounds like Beis Shammai is machmir of the issue of keeping this hide, considering it mutza. And Beis Hillel is lenient in order to allow the person for Simchas Yom Tov to enjoy the meat. We allow him to tend to the hide as well. It says Gemara for many of Stira Shekhar Chai Vayif. We have the same question that we keep having, that by the case Kis Adam Misham is Mekel and Bisel is Machmer. Amar Mechel Mechav the Shita. Mechel says flip the Shitas. Memai says Gemara, no, don't flip the Shitas. Do Malay Ad Kalikam Bisham Hasam Alechel Dekadek Noitz Dafka, because you have the hoe already in the ground. It's very prepared. Alechel Dekadek Noitz Lo over here, but the hide, it wasn't prepared, and that's what Misham is Machmer. So Misham is not a Stira in himself, one to the other. Inami Ad Kalikam Bisel Hacha El Chazlam Isgalay. The hide is fit to sit on. It's not just fit to be used to trample in order to use it for leather later on. It's fit right now to sit on. Rashi points out the Gemara in Psachim, which discusses leaning. It discusses that seva. It discusses leaning on each other and sitting on these animal hides. They used to sit on it. It was a very normal thing to sit on, and therefore it's fit right now. Avasim above there by the case of Kisadam, Beisel of Machmer, because it wasn't prepared. So again, those are two more Mishnayos that seem to have a Beishame L'chumra and Beisel L'kula. Not that it seem they do, but we're saying it's not a steer because the Machlekes are not atali and not relevant to the Machlekes we have back in that base. Then the Gemara goes back to Elikash. This will be ready. We're reading it quickly. Elikash, Akash, Beisham, Emim, Emisakas, Trace, Meyamtiv. You cannot open the shutters. Anyant, Beisel, Matir, Beisel, Matir, to Afachser, to open the shutters and to close them for the merchants. For a mini with a steer, a shekh, a yachai, we have the same kasha back from the Mishnah of Beis, a kisa adam, bishlam, bisham, kasha, haslik, dekanot, hachlak, dekanot, avo, bisil, abisil, kasha, bisil, zasira, ara, biacham, chavashita, gamrech, says, flip the shita. Here is where, case number five, it is a shy on the gear, so someone would say, period. Some are shining of the gears of period. Yes, this is where we don't have an explanation how to explain why this case of the store opening the merchant's shelf is different than the Mishnah back on Daf Beis. And if Beisham is Machmir over here and Beisil is Mekel, so it makes sense that Beisham should be the Machmir back in Daf Beis as well, right? So it's a question. And therefore, Machlef Shita, we have to flip one of the Machlekes, and according to Rashi, it would be the Machlekes over here, according to Taisu, the Machlekes in Daf Beis. We have to flip one of the Shitas. That's how some Rishayim learn the Gemara, Adkan, period. Others have this Girsa, Inami, with again one more final reflection. Adkan, the Kami, Beisil Hacha, Elam, Shem, the Ekab, Binyan, didn't aim Binyan Bekalim. Vain, Stir Bekalim, Beisil is Mekelim because he owes aim Binyan Stir Bekalim. Avahasa back on Daf Beis. Beisham wasn't the problem. Beisham, we know, Decker Nights could be the reason why he's making on Daf Beis. Of here, there's no Decker Nights, there's nothing prepared. The whole question was Beisil, we can't spare Beisil also. For Beisil, we can answer that you have aim binyan v'stir v'kalim for on Daf Beis. You don't have that tzvara, but kisadam, and therefore Beisil on Daf Beis was machmer and over here is mekel. So therefore, according to this girsa that we have in our Gemara, the Gemara brought five attempts at a question that Beishamai in our Mishnah Daf Beis was mekel and Beisil was machmer. Yet we had five other Mishnayos where it seems to be opposite, and all five times we said the machlekes are not related. We can make a distinction between the machlekes, and therefore we have no raya. Now we quote the Mishnah that we. The first raya that we brought, Beishama Emer, La Yitel Elam Kenanim Vaydim. You cannot take a dove from the dove called Yamtiv unless you picked it up and handled it before Yamtiv. Beis Laimer, Emer Zevzai Naitel. The person could stand and say before Yamtiv and say just verbally declare, I'm going to take from here, and that's sufficient. Amar B'chanam Rami. Machlekes Berichem Shem Machlekes is by the first brood. Meaning, Rashi explains, if you jump into the Rashi's, Rashi says, Brecha, Rashi in the Gemara, like the eighth line into the Gemara, Rashi says, Shagirim Yeldim Brecha B'chok Chayish V'chaydash. The doves, they give birth to a pair of birds, of Zachar Nekeva, every single month. Shteg Eizlus, from when? Umavsikim Tukuvas Tevis V'chaydash V'yeldim Nisan. They basically, from Nisan through Tevis every year, they give birth to a pair of birds, Zachar Nekeva, every month. But, says the Gemara, so the Machlekes is, Rav Chaim Rami says, Machlekes B'Reich B'Shein, the Machlekes B'Shein B'Shein is Dafka, the first set of birds, that's where this Machlekes, whether or not you have to have handled, you have to have lifted it before Yamtiv, or not. Why? The B'Shein B'Shein because he's going to change his mind. Why would he change his mind? So Rashi explains, because the Derech of Megadli Yainim was, this is the first Rashi in the Gemara, the Derech of Megadli Yainim was to leave over the first brood, even though they're going to have 5 months worth, the first brood, the owner leaves for the mother to kind of have companionship, and only the ones afterwards does he take for eating, for selling, for whatever it may be. So Beishame says that on the first brood, because he's going to change his mind, and therefore once he picks it up, that's clear indication he's going to plan to use it, but verbal alone is not enough. Beisil is my Kaiser, that verbal even is sufficient, he's not going to change his mind, and verbal is enough once he declares it, but he's going to use it, he'll use that one, and when I'm nervous, he's going to pick it up and then change his mind and end up handling for no reason. However, once you get to the second brood, standing there and just declaring, I'm taking for this, taking for that, is sufficient according to everyone once you're by the second brood. Why does he have to specify which doves he's taking? Sounds like he is labeling, he must be has some sort of simon. He specifies which Tovus he's taking. Why? Let him just stand there before Yom Tov and say, I'll take from here. Why is that not enough of a declaration? Meaning, L'chaira, as long as he says, I'll take from here, and then Yom Tov, he picks one or two from there, it's Hivra Adavar, that's the ones that he was always intending to take. That should have been a Shua Muktzah. Why does he have to clarify specifically the ones? Says the Rambam, Kitayim Beis Hillel and Breira. What are you going to tell me? Because Beis Hillel doesn't know the Breira. And therefore, you can't be Mevara later what your words, what your declaration was earlier. You have to declare it completely, clearly, the day before. The Gemara says, that's not true. For the time we looked at the Mishnah, this Mishnah we've had a few times in the past, this is the guy who told us mace. If you have a mace, just speak outside first, a mace in a house. So the halacha is, there's a concern that whichever Pesach the mace is going to leave, there's tumma in that, through that Pesach. So the halacha is that even before the mace leaves, any viable Pesach, the dalamas around that doorway are automatically going to have tumma there. Says the Mishnah, the mace in the house, and there's many doorways, all the doorways, all the kelim inside those doorways, our various doorways, are tummy. Because it's asid, it's destined for the mace to leave through any one of those doorways. If one of them was opened, meaning one of them was, the doors were closed, but one of them was specifically opened up, so now it's clear, the assumption is that the mace is going through that doorway, then any kelim that's in that doorway that's open is going to be tummy, but any kelim in the other doorways are going to be tar. What if you had a mind to take it out through one of the doorways, or through a window that has at least four tachim, four tachim, enough of an opening to take a mace out of there? And again, because you have a specific exit strategy in mind, it saves all the other doorways from tumma. Now here's where we have machlekes b'breira. B'shama, I remember in these cases, it's got to be his intent to remove it from that specific doorway was before the mace died. So it already was intended before the mace died to move it out of that doorway. B'shama says it only saves other doorways if you ran an intent before the mace died and it was always destined from when the mace died to go out of that doorway, then it saves the other doorways. B'sil says no. Even if you only have intent after the mace died, even if you only open up one doorway after the mace died, it's the fact that now the mace is clearly going through one specific doorway, that's matzel on the other doorways, seemingly lemafreya. So Beis Hillel clearly saying that Breira works. You're being mevar later, which doorway the mace is always destined to go through, and it saves the other doorways. Says the Gemara, so we have right that Beis Hillel agrees to Breira. If that's the case, Beis Hillel should say, I will take from this dovecote, and he shouldn't have to declare which birds, and when he takes them on Yantif, that'll be the birds that were destined to be taken the whole time. Answers the Gemara, or deflects the Gemara. It's very nice if you don't learn the sugi over there by Timah, but the sugi of Timah, Rabbah specifically said, even in Beis Hillel, it only works Mekan Laba going forward. It doesn't work Lemafreya, meaning because you don't say Breira. It only works for going forward, but it doesn't work for going back, but it doesn't work to be Metah the other doors Lemafreya, because Breira doesn't help. So we see Beis Hillel does not rely on Breira, so that's why Basu, he has to declare specifically which birds he's going to use. He can't just say, I'm going to use birds from here and then use Breira to determine which ones those are. He does not rely on Breira. He actually have to single out which birds he plans to use. There's an interesting discussion over there in the Achrenim, whether when we say all the doorways are tummy, why are they all tummy? Are they all tummy vaday? Since they're all potential opportunities for the mace to leave through these doorways, they're all vaday tummy? Or no, they're all have a bit of tumma suffix. Since the mace could have left through each one, yes, you could say Braver's not going to help and fix it. But the point is, it's really only a suffix tumma. Is it a suffix tumma in each doorway? Or is it because they each potentially could have been the way the mace leaves? Or is it a vaday tumma in each one because they each were plausible exits for the mace, and therefore they get a din status of vade tumma. It's a machlekes in the Chayim Kivayeg learns that it must be a vade tumma because if it was a suffix tumma, then you say bittel. I have multiple doorways. Talking about there's multiple doorways, so I'd say that if it was only a suffix, then each doorway would have a kula to say it's bittel b'raiv. I'll be right. This is not going to be the doorway that the mace leaves, and therefore it should be okay. So the fact that you don't see bittel must mean it's a vade tumma on each door. Big chiddush in the lumdas over there, according to Kivayeg. Other Chayim say no. Bishkup argues says no. Even if you want to say that it's a suffix, bittel wouldn't apply over here. And he wants to learn that we talk over there about a suffix, but a suffix tumma on each doorway does remain in effect. Okay, so let me say better. Not a suffix tumma. Mitzat suffix that you're going to take the mace through that doorway renders each doorway tummy because of suffix, not because of vade. Rav Amar. Rav gives a different answer to this seemingly steeper in Beis Hillel. Again, Beis Hillel here is not relying on Breira, and over there by the Mesim, he's relying on Breira. Why? Because the Mara authority is relying on Breira, because the Mara says that Beis Hillel holds that whichever exit strategy you have for the mace, that doorway is tummy, and the rest of tar. And the Mara thinks that the Mara thought it was working even the Mara Freya. So the first answer was no, it doesn't work with Mara Freya by the case of mace, and Breira doesn't work there either. Rav says Rav Amar Leil Mara Freya does work over there as well. It does work with Mara Freya. What's the reason over here of Beis Hillel? The reason over here by the bird is not because he doesn't rely on Breira. The reason why he says you have to designate which specific bird, because if you just say I'm going to take from here, here, where Skeeter's going to start picking them up to try to choose the more fat Geshmaka bird, and he's going to be, and he's going to be, he's going to be dealing with things that are not fit on Yantiv. It's Tirchi Yaseir, we're dealing with animals that he's not using on Yantiv. We want him to know which one he's using before Yantiv, so he only handles that one on Yantiv. So it's not that Breira doesn't work, it's that we don't rely on Breira, because it could lead to other issues of being metaltal, that which doesn't need on Yantiv. Says Gemara, I have Amrit, I'm if Amos has a Natal Zagi. But then how did it help by standing and declaring verbally, I'll take that one and that one? He didn't handle it either, says Gemara. Hani Mili, Merav Yantiv. The Gemara says, because he's doing it Merav Yantiv, the assumption is Merav Yantiv, he has the ability to pick up the birds and handle them. And even if he doesn't, so therefore he already was comfortable with his decision, and therefore he's not going to be particular about it. We're not worried that he's going to lift it up. Top of Meis, Avu Yantiv Aser. Tak on Yantiv would be a problem, because Zimnin, the Gemara explains what we spoke out already. Zimnin, Mishlachah, Shmeinim, Kechushim, those which he thought were to be fat are going to be skinny, then once he picks it up, Kechushim, Shmeinim, or those which he thought to be lean are going to be fatter. Kavatat Midlachas, he's going to be holding something, handling something which he's not using Yantiv, which is a problem if he only starts to deal with the Yantiv itself. Once he deals with the four Yantiv, we're not concerned he'll end up handling the wrong ones. Inami, Zimnu Shachi Kulu Khushim, we'll find them all Khushim, Vishaviklu, Vasamunum Sikh Yantiv. He'll find them all to be weak and light, and he's going to say, yeah, it's not worth it, I'm not checking any of these chickens, they're not ready yet, and he'll end up not having Simchas Yantiv. Again, Simchas Yantiv, I did chickens. He's not going to have Simchas Yantiv because he's not going to have his birds, because none of them were developed enough. But if he deals with it before Yantiv, there's a presumption, once he's announcing before Yantiv which birds he's taking, either he's going to be fully confident with his decision, or he's going to do more, he's actually going to inspect it properly before Yantiv, and he won't end up handling things on Yantiv, which are on the Tzarech. I know it's time for Slichus, we're going to go 2 more minutes, for those who want to go to Slichus, I fully get it. We're going to go a couple more minutes, just to see the next Mishnah, and at least the first Gemara. Ziman Shcherin Umatzlevenim. If he designated black doves for Yantiv, and when he got a Yantiv to the dove coat, he found white ones. Levenim Matzchrim, where he designated white ones, and he found black ones. Shtai Matzchrim, he designated two, and he found three. In all these cases, Asurim, the ones he finds are Asur, because it's clearly the ones he found are not the ones he designated. Maybe some of them are, but certainly not all of them, and therefore it's a problem. Shleisha umatzashtayim medar. But if he designated three and only found two, we assume the two they found are two of the three he had designated, and therefore those two are permissible. Pesechkan umatzalfinakan asurim. If he designates doves that were inside the kan and he finds them outside, on the outside, they're going to be aser. Vim einshav elohim arei mitar. Because once they're outside, we assume the ones that he designated left, and now the ones that are outside the coop, maybe any other birds from anywhere, and therefore you can't use them. But if the only birds around in the vicinity are the ones that he has in his coop, that and they're not inside, they're just right outside, then he can assume it's the same ones, and he could use them on Yantiv. Pshitas Gemara L'chura, if he designated black and found white, or vice versa, so of course he can't use it. It's not the ones he designated. Amrabba Hacham Esim Gilein Shizimin Shcherim Levenim. We're talking about a case where he was Mazman. He prepared both white and black. And when he woke up in the morning, he found they just switched places. The blacks were where he left the white birds, and the white birds were where he left the black birds, but it's the same amount. I would have thought he could assume that it's the same birds, they just switched places, and therefore he could use them. That we say that the ones he had designated left, and new ones came in their place. You have to be concerned for that. Let us be right to Chinina. Because Chinina says, big machlek is big, you say, in discussion, just. We have proximity. Proximity are, these are the birds that were here, the black and white birds. I was saying that because they switched places, we assume they came from the veldt. The veldt is Rave. Rave are the birds out there in the world. But the Karev, the closest birds, were the ones that were here yesterday. And from Rave to Karev, we're clearly being concerned that it came from the Rave and not from the Karev. Let this be a riot that Rave to Karev, Rave wins. Answer to Gemara, no. Kedam Rabaye. Bedaf, we're talking about the case where there was a platform leading out of the coop. Hachram Bedaf. Once there's a platform leading out of the coop, so that's really a clear entrance and exit strategy from the coop, and therefore it's even the Karev element is weakened, and therefore it's not that all over Rave the Karev. Rave wins. Specific over here, the Karev has a major reis, and therefore the Rave takes over. Shtayim Matzah Shleisha Asurim. If he designated two doves and on Yabdiv, and he found three, they're going to be Asur. Manavshach. Yech Minenu, Hach Minenu. So the verse says the reason why it's Usher is very simple. If he designated three and found two, so it's either they're totally separate ones, and then therefore they're mukti, can't use them. And even if the two of the three are still from the originals, but one is not. Sorry, the case we're talking about, case we designated two and found three. He said designated two and found three. So manavshach. There's for sure, even if either the all three new ones, if they're not all three new ones, at least one's a new one. And therefore we're worried. Ask Taisa the Bomb Kasha. Okay, but if it's one new one, you have a din of Bitabarayv. By one new one, say Bitabarayv. So if we're able to assume that the two of them are the same ones that were there originally, and only one's new, so let's say Bitabarayv, and you should be able to eat the birds based on the lachas of Bitl. Shtaka Kasha for Taisa gives two answers. One answer gives us that you only say Bitabarayv when you have a Davar Sa Chashiv. A bird is a Davar Chashiv, and therefore you don't say Bitabarayv. Another Teretz brings us That is Dov Shesha Matirin. Over here, it's Dov, which is Mimutr tomorrow. It's only also today, but tomorrow will be Mutr. By Dov Shesha Matirin, you don't apply the concept of Rav. Says the Gemara, if you had three, and originally, and only have two now, then the Mutr, my Taima, Inu, because we say these two are the ones that were originally, and one of them got lost, one of them left, but the two are the original ones, and therefore it's permissible. Let's say the Mishnah's Rabbi Nadar, run the time, limit the Mishnah, and you know what? The puzzle here, pick up here, Mitzvah, on Matzah Shabbos.